This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off 6 Vande Bharat trains, including Tata Nagar Patna, through video conferencing from Ranchi Airport. The flag-off event of 6 Vande Bharat trains was scheduled in Jamshedpur. Mr. Modi reached at Ranchi Airport this morning to proceed for Jamshedpur, but his helicopter could not take off due to low visibility and inclement weather. Jamshedpur is witnessing heavy rains. Meanwhile, Met Department has forecast heavy rains in Jamshedpur, Ranchi, Ramgarh, Gumla and Simdega. The department has also issued red alert for this region. Mr. Modi will also distribute sanction letters to 20,000 Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen beneficiaries in Tata Nagar. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi will be present on the occasion. Mr. Chauhan said Prime Minister will transfer more than 5 crore rupees directly to the bank accounts of the beneficiaries through a single click. Mr. Chauhan added that a house warming ceremony for the newly constructed houses of 46,000 beneficiaries will also be held. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized the need for increased cooperation and coordination between NIA and state anti-terrorism squads to strengthen the counter-terrorism architecture. He said this while chairing the second day of the two-day National Security Strategies Conference 2024 in New Delhi yesterday. In his remarks, Home Minister appealed to the state DGPs to work towards achieving Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a prosperous, strong and developed India by 2047. In West Bengal, Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested former principal of RG Corps Medical College and Hospital, Sandeep Ghosh, and former officer in charge of Tala Police Station, Abhijit Mondal, in connection with the rape and murder of a Kolkata doctor. They were arrested yesterday on charges of tampering with evidences and misleading the probe, which has been carried out into the gruesome incident at the state-run hospital last month. 2 more Kolkata police officials are under the CBI scanner. The probe agency is also questioning a sub-inspector of Tala Police Station regarding the case. Sandeep Ghosh is also accused of being involved in causing considerable delay in registration of FIR. While the trainee doctor's body was found in the morning of 9th of August, the police took over 12 hours to convert the case of unnatural death into an FIR. Earlier, Ghosh was arrested by the CBI in a separate probe related to financial irregularities. The fourth edition of the Global Bio India 2024 successfully concluded after showcasing India's biotech prowess. The three-day event was themed on potential and opportunities in biotech innovation and biomanufacturing and its impact on the bioeconomy. In Global Bio India, the country's biotech startups unveiled 11 products that showcase the country's emerging talent in biosciences. The event was organized by the Ministry of Science and Technology between 12 to 14th of this month in New Delhi. Information and Broadcasting Ministry has instituted a new section as part of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2024, for young filmmakers called the Best Debut Indian Film Section 2024. The 55th IFFI is slated to be held in Goa from November 28th to 28th. Kerala is celebrating Thiru Onam today, the most auspicious day of Onam, the biggest cultural festival of the state. The festival marks the homecoming of the legendary ruler of the state, King Mahabali, and showcases the unique customs, traditions and cuisine of the state. Keralites across the globe, irrespective of religious affiliations, is celebrating the festival in full vigor. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Onam. In a message, the president said, Onam is an occasion to celebrate the rich cultural heritage and traditions of Kerala. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on the Engineers' Day today. In a social media post, Prime Minister recognized the significant contributions of engineers in advancing progress, innovation, and addressing critical challenges across various fields. Ace Indian javelin throw athlete Neeraj Chopra finished at second position with the best throw of 87.86 meters at the Diamond League final in Brussels last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.